Greg, when it comes to the stock market, I keep thinking of Charlie Brown and Lucy. And Lucy, you know, holding the football there for Charlie Brown to kick. And then every time he goes up to it and then she pulls it back. And that's kind of what happened last week when, you know, we'd see the market finally come back and then some employment numbers come out and then the market drops. You just can't trust that market, can you?
Well, that's one way to look at it. And, you know, what I think is interesting about that is that there's a saying that the market does what is least expected. And that's pulling the football out just when you're getting ready to kick it. So it does do things like that. For a while, it'll operate in a consistent fashion. And then just out of the blue, a little news event or something that to a lot of people may not be that important will just kill the market.
Well, you know, put this in some historical perspective. Give me some comfort here, because I tell you, the past several weeks have been very discouraging, just watching the market slide. And then, you know, your hopes come back up when the market rises back up, and then it dips back again. I mean, you know, put it in perspective.
You can't look at the market minute by minute or day by day. You have to look over longer historical periods. So if you look at the Depression era, 1930s, the market bottomed in 1932. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was at 41. Now, that would have been a great time to invest, but most people didn't have any money. So if you waited 2 years and you started to get a little cash and you put it in the market, at the end of those first 2 years after the 41, the market doubled. But it redoubled in the next 3 years, up to 1937. So if you just got in 2 years late, you were able to double your money. The point is that expectations at the bottom are so terrible that it's hard to pull the trigger.
Yeah, and it's always hard to know where you are, you know, on the historical stock market graph, because like you said, you might think, oh, it's too late to go in, and then the market doubles again. So
if you look at the Depression in the 1930s, you look at the period we just went through from 2008 through 2009, there was a bottom that occurred. In the Depression, it took about 2.5 years. And then, once it hit that bottom, it doubled in 2 years. But if you didn't get in right away, and you waited those 2 years, you couldn't have gotten in, say, in 1934, and you would have doubled by 1937. So you need to look at those periods and make sure you see a rise that's important. One way to handle that is by getting into the market bit by bit. Divide your money up into thirds, fourths, fifths, and just go in several months one of those segments, and you can average your way in.
Okay, so the good old tried and true dollar cost average method.
It does work, and I think we don't want to encourage people to time. Some people have to time because they panic and get out of the market, but you're much better off if you just keep going in month by month or week by week.
So people really shouldn't be worrying that much about, is it the right time to get back in the market?
Exactly. To revise a market adage, the best time to invest was 2 years ago. The second best time is today.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.